Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is ENVP Linda Parker, and we have so many people on the call tonight, and I appreciate that because this was very short notice. But when I was talking to ENVP Beth Maul Cook yesterday and heard about these booking superstars, I knew we all needed to hear from them and that we all want to have a packed May. And so I didn't want to delay, and bless their hearts, I gave them such short notice, and they were so great and were so happy to do this. So I want to tell you what happened at GTC. Beth Maul Cook gave a challenge to her nation to do a booking challenge while at GTC. And you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it started after basically midnight on Thursday night, so really they couldn't call till Friday morning. And they had until noon on Saturday of the conference. So in the nooks and crannies of the conference and on Friday night, they didn't go out in Vegas. They made calls. And the rules were they had to be group presentations with at least two or three guests, and they had to be held in the month of May. And these two superstars, and Beth said, whoever books the most, I have backstage passes to Sarah Evans. And so they got to go backstage with her. And these two superstars booked 31 parties in May and 26. So I don't know about you, but I was like, what did you say? Who did you call? And let me tell you, the kind of month they're going to have is truly going to be a massive May. So I'm going to start out with Haley. And Haley actually was, she was number one with 31. And Haley is a high school, are you a senior this year, Haley?
Yeah, I graduate June 3rd.
She graduates in about 4 weeks. And so Haley is 18 years old, and she's our winner with 31. And so, Haley, I'm going to turn this call over to you.
Okay. So as an introduction, my name is Haley, and like Linda said, I am a high school student. I have dreams of becoming an ER doctor, and the reason why I chose Arbonne is because I am able to change people's lives while it's allowing me to follow my dreams and pay for them as well. I mean, as you can imagine, going to medical school, that's a lot of money. And also, this is health and wellness, so I really enjoy this because this goes along with my medical interest as well. So let's get to the training portion. Why I decided to go huge, this is the big thing. I had a specific reason. I had a purpose. At this point in time, I just really, really wanted to meet Sarah Evans, and I told myself that I was not going to stop until I knew that I was the person who was going to meet her. So this is one thing that I really want to train on, you guys. I had the purpose of Sarah Evans, okay? But in normal business, I can safely say that not everybody's going to get the chance to meet Sarah Evans every day if they book so many parties. So what I suggest is this is where you use your why and your passion about why you do this business. That's going to be your purpose. You need to speak it loud and proud, and people are going to want to help you because they are going to see how much it means to you. That's the biggest point I can get across to you. And how I got the number of bookings I did. First, I got out my 100-person list, and I was already pre-trained to have contact and phone numbers readily available, which I am so, so happy that I took that advice from my ENVP, Susan Kitts, and that just helped me because I already had it all written down. And what I did is I looked through my 100-person contact list, and I had fears of calling. There's a lot of people that I was afraid of calling. So I figured maybe I'll start with the people I'm more comfortable with first, which is what I did. And this is the next huge point that I cannot get across enough to you guys. I called and physically talked to them on the phone. I did no texting. I think a lot of people in our generation use texting as a crutch, and I use texting as a crutch sometimes myself as well. But honestly, it just makes you play like a game of ring around the rosy. You go in circles and keep going in circles, and you honestly get nowhere. So that's why it is so important to pick up your phone and physically talk to them. And it also makes them feel more important, too, that you're taking time out of your day to physically talk to them on the phone. So like I said, I went through and I picked the people that I felt most comfortable with first, and I just kept calling. Some people didn't answer. I actually got 3 no's, which isn't bad from the amount that I got. And for the people who didn't answer, what I would do is I would call back one time only later in the afternoon. And if they didn't answer again, I would leave it be because it was not my goal to be the crazy saleswoman and, hey, I really need you to book me this party, blah, blah, blah. That was not my goal at all. So I just kept calling, and I realized that it got easier, and I had more confidence for the people I was afraid to call after I had already had success with the ones I was more comfortable with. So once I got up to about 10 parties, that was like my goal. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to leave this room until I get up to 10 parties. Then after that, I kept getting more and more confident to the point where, oh, I'm not going to leave until I have 15. I'm not going to leave until I have 20, and so on from that, which made it really awesome because that was a huge step for me. There was family that I called towards the end who I had thought would never host a party for me, and I didn't have any intentions of calling them ever because I felt like they almost snickered at me behind my back about this business. So it was a huge fear for me, and I felt like maybe I just needed to keep my business life out of my family life. But I used this opportunity, and I actually called them, and I told them. I explained to them how important this business was for me, and I told them where I was going. That's another big thing. People will help you out when you know where you're going. So to my surprise, everyone who I called, except for 3 people, was more than willing to help me out. And what I did is I called them and I was like, hey, blah, blah, blah. How are you today? I did a little bit of small talk at the beginning, but not too much because I didn't want them to feel unimportant at the end. So when they said they were good and asked me how I was doing, that's when I came in and said, I'm doing great. I'm in Vegas right now. And I explained to them our challenge. And I said, you know what, this would really help me out if you could help me with this and host a party for me in May. It's super simple. All you need to do is get 2 to 3 people together, and I can do the rest. I can even help you with invites or anything else that you would need. And it's super simple, and I would just really appreciate it if you could help me out. What do you think? And 95% of them were like, oh, all you want me to do is host a party? And I was like, yeah, is that okay? And they were more than willing to help me out. And they said, you know what, I hope that you win this challenge. And that meant a lot that I had all this support that I never realized I had because I myself was standing in the way of it. So like I said, I also used the nooks and crannies between training at GTC to work the phone. And this is the thing. Nobody has a lot of time in their day. I still don't have a lot of time in my day. But if you can find even 15 minutes and dedicate it each day to call, you are going to see results. I mean, the average phone call took about 5 minutes each for me once I actually got a hold of them. So you figure if you do those 3 calls a night in a week, look how many parties you're going to have. And even if you dedicate an hour a night, you're going to see awesome results. So how I came up with all of the people's names and stuff. Like I said earlier, I already had my 100-person list, so I could just grab that and just go down. I had the numbers and everything right in front of my face, which was really time efficient and really easy, really nice to look at everybody who I had the option of calling. I started out with 6 parties already on my calendar for the month, and during this challenge, I ended up booking 25 parties. So I have a total of 31 parties in May, and I cannot tell you guys how excited I am for how awesome this is going to be for my business. Not only am I going to get to meet so many new people and change so many people's lives, touch their lives with Arbonne, but I also know, and this is the thing, I know that I am going to promote to district manager in 1 month as well as qualify for area manager. So you guys, my biggest thing that I can leave you with is, honestly, it comes down to whether or not you're going to let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. And that is about all I have for you guys tonight.
Haley, that is awesome. I love it. And you guys, I love, you know, she had a plan. She had her list ready of who she was going to call. And, you know, there wasn't any magic verbiage that she said. I think that's fabulous. Thank you so much, Haley. And I know what that's going to do for your business. And now we have our number two, which it's hard to believe that, I think, is it 26 or 27 that she booked was number two, because that is amazing. And so we have the fabulous Lindsay, is it Rinky? Did I say that right, Lindsay?
Rinky, yep, very close.
Rinky, excellent. Well, I'm going to turn the call over to you, Lindsay.
Okay, and I apologize if my phone is darting in and out. I'm actually sitting in my car at the end of my driveway with my laptop on my lap in my pajamas because my cell phone service wouldn't work in my house, so I apologize for that. But anyways, my name is Lindsay Rinky, and I'm from Middleton, Wisconsin. I'm married with a very energetic 14-month-old daughter named Ruby, and I am the owner of Whitney Hair and Wellness, and we're a full-service salon in Madison, Wisconsin that specializes in hair replacement for women, and we work with women who have thinning hair or hair loss due to chemotherapy, radiation, and alopecia. I also own a small athletic clothing line called Good Girl Gone Badger because we are the Badger State. And I've recently joined Arbonne just this past November. I've always been an Arbonne user for many years. However, when I had my daughter, I really started to look at labels. And one thing led to another, and here I am sitting at the end of my driveway speaking to you today. So at GTC, as you know, we were given the challenge by Beth Malcook to win a backstage pass to meet Sarah Evans. And we were the nation, one of the nations, with an exceptional amount of guests, so she was given two passes. The challenge was the consultant with the most presentations booked in the month of May would win. And being that I'm the furthest thing in the world from a country fan, however, I've since changed my ways after listening to Sarah, I listened to the challenge and basically left it at that. It wasn't really anything I was that excited about winning. But I was actually sitting with absolutely nothing on my calendar for myself, except I had a few launch dates from some of my business builders, and I truthfully had become very, very comfortable with helping them launch their businesses and asking people to book for them, but the fear really set in when asking people for myself. So it was easy for me to talk to the other people, but I just didn't have anything that got me to break through the barrier for myself. So I'm not sure at what point at GTC I decided to literally attack this challenge, but I was sitting in this giant arena listening and looking at so many success stories, and I thought to myself, why not? What I realized was that not one person amongst those 10,000 people were any different than me. Although there were doctors, lawyers, bankers, accountants, social workers, etc., we all had the same level playing field, that none of us went to a four-year network marketing college. We were all drawing knowledge and experience from our peers, and it was working phenomenally. So I asked myself in big capital letters in my head, why not? I decided to send out a mass private message within Facebook just to sort of light the fire to almost every female in my friend list. I even actually added people out of state that I knew couldn't host just to plant the seed of all the amazing things that Arbonne can offer to us. I simply told everyone that I was attempting to win a backstage pass to meet Sarah Evans, which ironically, my autocorrect in my phone as I was sitting in the arena changed her name to Sarah Evanescence, which I wasn't aware of at the time, and I told them that I needed to book as many presentations as possible to be a candidate. I told them that if they booked, they would receive a free gift up to $50, and that I promised to keep the presentation to 45 minutes. I also informed them that they not only needed to just have themselves, that they only needed to invite two other people. I think that people tend to think they need 10 people to make a party, when really smaller ones are just as exciting as larger ones. And I instantly, after sending this out, received an offer for someone to host. And then I had another one, and then I had another one. And I felt my hands start to shake with adrenaline, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, people are actually saying yes. After about 2 hours, I sent out the same message that I'd sent on Facebook through my email, and I finally did finish off, like instructed, with some actual phone calls to the people that I had heard nothing from. I'd asked them if they'd received my messages, and I was getting down to the final hour of being able to enter this contest. The fact that I had something to use as a front, like the contest, for me took all the fear away. Took all the fear away. There were a few things that blew my mind with the outcome. Number one, when I was looking back, I realized that I had typed Sarah Evanescence. There's actually no such person, at least that I know of, named Sarah Evanescence. These people didn't care who I was meeting. They just wanted to help me. Wow. The giant light bulb went off over above my head. I couldn't believe it. They just wanted to help and host for me. I had so many hang-ups about asking people I know to host for me due to my pride, my insecurities, and downright just my stupidity, but they all said yes. And as I've learned this weekend, it's actually not about me. And let me tell you, as an only child, this concept is very hard for me to wrap my head around. But as my grandma has always said, the proof is in the eye cream, and these people want my eye cream. The other thing that I realized was the first people to respond yes to me were actually the women that I do business with. We say over and over in this business that people do business with people they know, they like, and they trust. And this just reiterated the fact that I don't have to know every square inch of the catalog. I just have to be trustworthy, and I will earn their business. How many big million-dollar businesses do you know that reward you for being trustworthy, ethical, and not to mention environmentally friendly? So as the day went on and the party started to book, I literally made a calendar on my GTC program and began to write in the dates and the times of my parties. Then the panic set in. I had booked 15, possibly 17 parties at that point for the month of May, and I was going to California for one of those whole weeks. What have I done? That sneaky little doubt started to creep in. Will I be able to do this? How am I going to do this? Will I still have a husband when I get home from Vegas? The good news is I didn't gamble the house away, so maybe that'll save me. But what did I do? And then, like all things in Arbon, I spoke to the right people at the right time. It's truly crazy how many times this happens to me in this business. I had the honor of talking personally with both Ms. Linda Parker and Ms. Tracy Gatchell. As I told them the horror of what I had done, they both looked at me with big giant eyes and said, this is the kind of momentum that will take you to where you want to go and what an opportunity this is going to be. Tracy even admitted to me that she was in the exact same spot at the beginning of her business as I am, and she said she had a messy office with papers everywhere. I am a messy office with papers everywhere. That is me. She is me. I can be her. And as I sit here on this call with you, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you shivers just went from the top of my head down to the bottom of my toes. I looked at these amazingly beautiful women inside and out, admiring their fancy jewelry, learning that both of them hardly even wear makeup, and I had a clear view as to what my future holds. There is no reward in life without a little risk, and if having someone tell me no thank you is my biggest risk, well, I consider myself extremely lucky. So as I speak to you, at the end of my driveway, I have never had such big stars in my eyes for the future. I have the most pride in my heart about what I'm currently doing and the amazing things that I can do for others in the future. Arbon is a gift, and if you're anything like me, I love to give a gift way more than I even like to receive a gift. So I ask of you to give the gift of Arbon to someone that you love today. Thank you very much.
Oh, Lindsay, that's fantastic. And Haley and Lindsay, what I love is both of you were prepared. You had a list of who to call, like Lindsay did, or Haley did, and Lindsay wasn't even going to participate, but she went to her contact list in her Facebook. And I love that she followed it up with a phone call, because I think sometimes we hide behind our email, and she was so wise to follow it up. And you guys, the other thing I can tell you is, when these two women called, Haley and Lindsay, they didn't say, well, if it's convenient and if you don't mind, they're like, I need your help. Will you help me? They have this belief and passion in their voice, and people want to help you. And you know what? If it helps you guys book, I'm giving you a challenge right now. There's not the prize is going to be the growth of your business, but you, now you can, quote, legally say, I'm earning a challenge. I'm earning a challenge. I'm working to earn a challenge. And, you know, so, and if they say, what do you get? You say, oh, my goodness, I get a bonus. Because, you guys, if you work and you create your own pay raise or you get your district manager bonus, that, too, is a true statement. So if that's what it takes, now you can say it and you're being honest when you say, I'm working towards a challenge. If that's what it takes to get your calendar full, use that. But I truly believe it was the belief in their voice. It was their passion. It was their excitement. It was the, and the fact is, and both of them found this out, people really do want to help you. And Lindsay had a really good point. Who do you currently do business with? Who are people that you spend money with them? Maybe it's your insurance agent. Maybe it's your realtor. Maybe it's a little boutique that you go in all the time and spend money there. Those are the people you spend money in their store, and they know, like, and trust you. They want to do business with you. So who are people that you do business with? Lindsay's an 18-year-old high school student. Lindsay, can I ask you, who were some of the people on your contact list to book 31? Like, who were those people?
Haley, I think she means you, hon.
Okay. A lot of them were my friends who I used their family, and I said, you know what, maybe would you and your mom or would you and your dad want to do this together for me? So that was a big thing. And that's where I feel like I have a bit of a challenge, is because I am so young and a lot of the people I know are my same age. I feel like that has been a challenge, but I feel like I've been able to put that aside and ask them anyways because they have family, they have friends that I don't know yet who would still be willing to come to their party, and they are wanting to support me, which is really awesome. And the other people came from my family, and I'm big into 4-H. I show pigs, so I called some family friends that I've shown animals with for years, and their parents are like my second parents, and I talk to them, and they are hosting for me. So it's been people who have had a really good relationship and already have built a really good relationship with.
That is, and, you know, I don't think it's a challenge, honey, if you book 31 parties. I'd say you overcame that challenge. And here's the funny thing. I hear that in this business more than anything. It's, oh, I have a challenge, or I don't know enough people. No matter how old people are, I don't know enough people. And you guys just proved that. We know more people than we think. You all open your phones right now and look at all the contacts you have in your phone. You have a lot. Look on your Facebook page at all your contacts. And I think the other thing is both of these women, they didn't let fear hold them back thinking, and they didn't predetermine who would say yes and who would say no. They asked everyone, and they asked some of those people that we call on our chicken list, and they asked everyone. And you guys, are you calling? Like, you have the most amazing gift to offer because you do. That, you know, $125 worth of products for $25, that in this economy is an incredible savings. Who do you know in your life that loves a bargain? Anybody that knows me knows I'm all about a bargain. I would host just for the sheer fact, even if I had a skincare line I absolutely loved, which I don't, I love Argan, but let's say I'm a diehard Lancome user. The fact that I can get $125 for $25, I can get my nutrition or my vitamins or my C-Source or my cosmetics at that discount. And you know what? At that discount, I may say, forget my what I'm a diehard of. I can get this at a discount, and I can't ever get that at a discount. And so, you guys, who in your life do you know that loves a bargain? You need to call them and say, oh, my goodness, you're going to love me. And I'm going to thank you. This is going to be so awesome because I'm going to give you the biggest bargain I've ever heard of. We are talking Premier products for $125 for $25. That's all you're going to have to pay just for having two or three friends over. And I'm going to show your friends, not only do you get a great deal, your friends are going to thank you because they're going to get 20 to 50% off. And you're helping me win a challenge. What night this week works for you? Can we do that? We got to do this soon because I'm trying to earn this challenge. You guys, they fit this in, 31 and 26. Now, as I say, they're going to be busier than a one-armed paper hanger. They are, but can I tell you the kind of paycheck that they are going to have next month? I mean, I'm just doing the math in my head, but 30 parties times 500, which is our average party, that's $15,000 in volume just by themselves. Just themselves. And that's with an average party. What if they're above average, you know? So think about that is area manager volume. That's half, almost halfway to region. You guys, that's the kind of momentum that they're creating. So I want to challenge all of you that are on this call. I'm throwing down the gauntlet. You guys, the bar has been set, 26 and 31. That's a pretty high bar. But let me ask you this. What if you said, this month, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone a little bit. I want to really power charge my business. I want to do a little more than two a week. This month, I'm willing to work three nights a week. I'm willing to give up three nights a week. I still have, that still leaves me four at home. And trust me, if you had a part-time job at the mall, and I know this because I worked at the mall one time in my life, you'd work two nights of the week and one day of either Saturday or Sunday. So if you had a part-time job at the mall, you would give up three nights and actually a whole day on Saturday or Sunday. So I'm asking for the month of May, can you do it just for May? And that would be 12 parties. These women are doing two and three times that amount, which I'm so excited to talk to them in 90 days because I know what that's going to create in their business. So can the rest of us say, you know what, here's, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. Here's your challenge. I want you to book 15 so you can hold 12. And that is 3, 6, 9, 12. That's three a week in the month of May, three a week. And maybe you go, you know what, Linda, I want to do four a week. That still leaves me 3 days free. And I'm just talking your evenings or maybe do it in the morning or, you know, these guys are obviously going to be maybe doing two a day. I don't know what their schedule is. But let me tell you, when you do that, you know, what's the goal of a party? To find somebody else that wants to do this business builder. I guarantee you their next several months will be, number one, filled with launch parties from people that they're going to find at their parties. They are never going to have to call for bookings, probably at least for the next 24 months. For the next 2 years, they probably won't ever have to call for a booking because all how full their calendar is now, when they book out of these presentations, this will keep them busy. And I'm not kidding here when I say I don't think they'll call for another party for 2 years. Are you willing to do it once and get it over with? Pack your calendar as full as you can. That's what these ladies have created. And you know what? They're just like you. If they can do this, there's no reason that you can't. They will, I promise you, be finding business builders. I promise you they're going to be having sponsoring. And I can almost promise you that they will have people in qualification for districts direct to them because of the activity that they have this month. So all of us want that in our business. We all want that kind of growth and explosion. And it all starts with the party. The goal of the party, find a business builder. And once you find that business builder, you might find one or two. You know the others that decide they don't want to join your business, they may host for you and introduce you to their to your next business builder, or they may just buy the products and become a preferred client. So you win all the way around. So it is May 3rd today. No, it's May 2nd today. So I think it's May 2nd. This is pretty bad. Mm-hmm. It is. It's May 2nd. I want to challenge everyone that hears this call that you have a 48-hour window, just like they did, to book as many presentations as you can and say, I challenge you. I don't have a prize for you, but I do. I will tell you the prize is a Mercedes-Benz for Christmas because I promise you the kind of activity, when 30 parties is halfway to region, there's a piece of cake to be there by the end of the year. You know, we have an 18-year-old that will be in a white Mercedes probably before she's 19. So, Haley, that is awesome. And Lindsay, I had the pleasure of meeting Lindsay. She made me look beautiful for the Grand Awards at GTC. And you guys, these are incredible women. But you know what? They're normal. They're just like you and I. You know, they walk, they talk, they, you know what, even like Lindsay shared, she was fearful. She's like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to, I'm not even interested in that. We tell ourselves stories, and then when she got out of her own way, look at what they've created. So here's your challenge. Those of you that are hearing this live right now, you got 48 hours to at least book 12. Actually, I want you to book 15 because then you're overbooked. You'll have at least 12. But you know what? I dare you. Go for as many as you can because I have a feeling that if you can put up numbers like that, your RVP probably will have a gift for you of some kind because that's pretty amazing. And not only that, I promise you, you will be earning your bonus. You will be earning your pay raise. Make your list. Get prepared. Put a mirror in front of your face if you have to. And I love what Haley said. What's your why? Are you passionate about it? And your why isn't just, oh, financial freedom. I want you to put a face on it. I said this on a call the other day. If you're not willing to pay the price to grow this business, somebody else will. And what I mean by that is if I hadn't paid the price to grow this business, do you know who would have paid the price? My kids, my husband, my father-in-law, because my husband was home, my father-in-law, he got to go spend time with his dad as his mother was in the hospital dying. That's a gift that they would have paid that price of not being together because I wasn't willing to. So you guys, don't let that fear paralyze you because if you do, somebody you know and love is paying the price because you're not willing. So this is our month. Stand up and pay that price. These women paid that price. So those people, when they put that why in front of them, and I would suspect that Lindsay's 14-month-old is probably one of her whys. Mm-hmm. That face, when she knows, I paid the price for you, baby. I did this for us and for our family. So when you start talking about your whys, I want you to put a face on it of whatever that is. I want it to be a fire in your belly because I know you guys are great, and I know the power of a party or a group get-together, whatever you want to call it. There is power in that. You will get more bookings. You will find your business builders. You will get your sponsoring. And because of those three things, you will have your volume, and this is the year of the paycheck. You will have, I can promise you, that both Haley and Lindsay will have their biggest paycheck from Arbonn they have ever had in the month of June because they took 48 hours to decide and commit and say, no matter what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to win. So thank you, ladies, so much for sharing. You guys, game on. Here's your challenge. I dare you. I dare you for the next 48 hours. Get as many bookings as you can. And when you get your minimum of 12 to 15, I want you to email your RVP and your MVP and say, I did it. I took Linda's challenge. I did it. I'm going to have a massive May. And you guys, the rules were, had to be a group presentation with at least two guests and held in the month of May. And these ladies did it. And you can too. So, and I have a feeling, a sneaky suspicion, that if you two can do 25 to 31, I have a feeling your VP might have a gift for you. So just saying, don't know what it might be, but I'm telling you guys, that's pretty incredible. Thank you, Haley and Lindsay, for sharing with us and motivating us and showing us what's possible. And, again, I cannot wait. I have no doubt there is a white bin very soon in your future. So thank you guys so much for sharing. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Linda, very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. You guys are awesome. And to your amazing ERVPs, I think it's Wendy Cup and Susan Kitts, right? Are they your
ERVPs?
Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. That is fabulous. So congrats to them. They will be going nation soon, I'm sure. And you guys are going to be hot on their trails with activity like that. So thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night.